USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. It's so hot across the globe, roads and roofs are melting. The deadly heat waves of last week have sparked strange infrastructural events around the world, and temperatures are still going up. So how hot has it been exactly? Well, it's been so hot that a runway in London, Luton Airport, on the capital's outskirts, had to be closed off as it melted in the heat. Russia, a state sponsor of terrorism? Here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pride with the details.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging the State Department to label Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. In an interview Thursday, Pelosi said the move was long overdue and that she had been advocating for it for months. In the Senate, a resolution has been introduced calling on the Secretary of State to designate Russia as a sponsor of terrorism. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis is requesting a special grand jury for her investigation of former President Donald Trump and his efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Willis says the move is needed since a significant number of witnesses and potential witnesses have refused to cooperate with the investigation without a subpoena requiring their testimony. President Biden says he's been able to manage his COVID symptoms despite having a runny nose, a cough, and feeling fatigued. The White House physician says Mr. Biden's oxygen levels are normal and he has not spiked a fever. On top of that, he's able to do his job in isolation. The president is being warned about the rebound effect, where some people feel sick again a few days after recovery. Just ask Dr. Anthony Fauci.
That's exactly what happened to me. However, that is not a reason not to give Paxlovid, because Paxlovid succeeded in helping me get through the course really rather unscathed.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the Air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A judge has ordered Rudy Giuliani to testify before a grand jury in Georgia for their investigation into possible election interference by former President Donald J. Trump and others. The scheduled date for Giuliani's testimony is August 9th. Johnny Depp seems pretty confident. With more, here's Tim Berg.
Johnny Depp is confident his legal win against ex-wife Amber Heard won't be overturned. Heard is appealing the verdict in the defamation case involving her former husband. That's after the actress's lawyer filed an appeal Thursday in a Virginia court where a jury ordered her to pay Depp over $10 million. A spokesman for Depp telling the entertainment website Deadline the actor is confident the verdict won't change. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Pro-Russian authorities in the occupied regions of eastern Ukraine have banned Alphabet's Google search engine, accusing the U.S. tech giant of promoting terrorism and violence against all Russians. The move, announced by Denis Pashilin, head of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic in east Ukraine, comes just days after Russia slapped Google with a $377 million fine for failing to regulate prohibited content. And it was on this date in 1989 that Ringo Starr's All-Star Band, his first, debuted in concert. Members include Nils Lofgren, Rick Danko, Levon Helm of the band, Clarence Clemens, Dr. John, Billy Preston, and Ringo's brother-in-law, Joe Walsh. No, it doesn't. This is USA Radio News.